We pride ourselves in keeping a clean and sanitary podcast. If this podcast needs attention, please let the nearest associate know. Welcome to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons ADHD. My name is Sebastian, and I play Xylas Ramsbottom, a level 7 high elf druid. Fun fact for Xylas this week. We'll go with a not-so-fun fact. He hates his own birthdays. And the reason why is, on the commune he's from, birthdays meant promotions. So they weren't good days. They meant more responsibility.
Oh, God.
So he hates his own birthdays. Also, fun fact, if I reach, I think it's like level 20 or something as a druid, he ages like 1 year for every 10 years, like that.
Yeah, it's like the archdruid stuff that's so beefy. God, I didn't know where you were going to go with that, but that was so fantastic. I'm Caleb. I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson, a level 7 wood elf rogue. Fun fact for Rose today is she may or may not have uncovered multiple like different cursed objects in her career. One particular may have been like a cursed skull that she just kind of stumbled upon in one of her digs. I think just uncovering just a skull usually, never a great sign.
That's it? No other information?
Not that I know of.
Why was it? How did she know it was cursed? Why was it cursed?
Partially it was like...
one of her colleagues died.
Well, that's way better. Yeah, one of her colleagues died. Everyone in the dig besides her died.
Is this the cannibalistic skull?
No. Oh.
No. That's
no. It was just one of the digs that was like... she was going for looking for something else, and then all they found was just one just humanoid skull. And then apparently now, since Daniel gave me the suggestion, everyone else died.
Was it a really long humanoid skull made of crystal?
No, I didn't even think about that, Daniel. That's my next fun fact, apparently.
I mean, you're kind of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, more murder, I think.
Cool. My name is Audrey, and I play Velvet, the Heron Gone Ranger. And my fun fact this week is that when she gets really overwhelmed, Velvet stuffs pieces of moss in her ears.
All right.
Moss piglets.
Yeah.
Inherently, moss has a lot of dirt. I'm just saying.
Also, oh, well. Small bugs.
Oh, well. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing if surgery on the hypothalamus is possible. Give me a second here. That's where the love and hate center of the brain is. So I'm seeing if it's Well, first I looked, I'm like, where's the love and hate center located? That's up at the hypothalamus, which is like the very center bottom of your brain, like right here in your head, like you're just going straight down. I'm like, huh, that's weird. Wonder if surgery can perform. You can perform surgery in the hypothalamus. Apparently.
Cass getting a lobotomy.
No, I that was just like me doing the really horrible threat to Sebastian led into, wait, can you do surgery on that part of the brain?
What
you
threat?
Can. I'm going to cut out the emotional center of your brain.
When did you say that?
Before we started recording.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
When you were yanking me off my bed?
No,
I just said it as a threat like 5 minutes ago.
Also, no more context. Just Daniel was yanking me off
my bed. I had Sebastian by his ankles and then
I came in to assist and tickled the feet.
Yes, I lifted the foot. I lifted for the foot for Audrey to tickle it. And then something happened and I don't know what.
We're pals.
Yes. Sebastian may or may not have had pants on. We don't know.
I think you do know. It's a mystery that did not need to be entered.
I just stood outside and watched the entire time.
Yeah.
Can't confirm if there's pants or not.
Caleb was watching.
Well, Audrey and I.
I did have to go in the bathroom afterwards.
Oh. Ooh.
I felt shame after I did it.
We're disgusting.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm the dungeon master for these wonderful group of human beings. And I don't have a fun fact, sadly, which is not unusual.
I think we should stop doing fun facts with Daniel and just do random bits like we've been doing the last two episodes.
I mean, okay. The part of your brain that controls hate and love is the hypothalamus.
That actually is a very fun
Tell
fact.
Us about your cat, Daniel.
Ah, fuck that cat.
You love him.
I love and hate him. I love him because he's this big-ass orange cat, but he's also kind of feral. So, like, when he comes in, he'll sit there and just stare at you, and the moment you make a move, he'll run away. And he also feels that for some reason, every time he comes into my house, he just needs to meow at me as loud as he possibly can for as many times as he possibly can. So I'll hear the flip-flap of his cat door and just meow, meow.
He's letting you know you're there. He's there.
He's also fluffy.
He's a big fluffy cat, yes. His name is Winston Churchill.
He's a...
It's good. That's the real fun fact.
He's
is that.
A floof. What happened last time, Daniel?
What happened last time?
Oh.
You guys were discovered by Cass inside the tree outside her business. She invited you to a party. You went to said party on a subway. Didn't really have a lot of fun because none of you wanted to party. Then Rose then noticed that a big, tall, evil lady had entered the train. You guys gathered up, got off the train in a bunch of farms in Lower Atla, started to walk home. When you went to go to teleport home, you discovered that Cass's magic no longer worked. As you walked, you realized that the world around you was slowly getting darker. And darker. Two of your friends passed out. Actually, all three of your friends passed out. Then the big scary evil lady appeared. Her name is Frederick. She's big, she's bad, and she's the goddess of evil, hate, lust, and all those bad things. And she stole Cass. You went and talked to Persephone, and now you are in a pond about to talk to Supermeister.
God, that's a fucking wild sentence right there.
Right?
Goddamn.
You guys are standing in this massive open air market in a cave underneath Atla. It is loud, vibrant, and colorful all around you. There are people hawking their wares. But it seems that almost entirely their wares are soups and ingredients to make soup.
Daniel, has my character ever been here before?
Has she? I mean, you know it exists. You know the soup trade exists.
I knew that it existed. Maybe I went one time when I was a child, but it's too hazy and I don't remember a whole lot.
I really love the Daniel answering the question with the question.
Oh, yeah.
It's your character. You make a choice.
How do we find soup? And the person, not the ingredients or the delicious
I mean, if you food. Want some soup, there's a dude like 10 feet to your left selling some tomato bisque.
We're looking for a turtle. That's all I remember.
I'm not much of a bisque or tomato soup fan.
I mean, if you can think of a soup, it's down here.
Tortuga.
Wait. So they have turtle soup down here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's Soup.
No. There's a turtle named Soup, and there is soup made of turtle.
Don't think I don't like that.
Why would he allow that?
Yeah.
Black market.
It's the underground illegal soup trade. A lot of things go.
Okay.
That's fair. But
I'm just saying, people have been killed for potatoes down here.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
If they just kind of go up, then they could find some potatoes.
Magical potatoes.
Velvet's just gonna wander now. She's just gonna wander into the crowd.
You guys are all standing here looking, and you'd watch Velvet just walks away.
I'm gonna
just followed by Weapon. Just
the
walks
rabbit
away.
Rabbit ears are just like dun, 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 dun.
Oh no, you quickly disappear into the crowd.
I'm gonna follow Weapon. That guy stands out of a crowd.
No, Weapon does not stand out here. He is not the biggest person here.
Yeah,
by a long shot.
I'm not talking about size. There's more to Weapon's uniqueness than just big person.
I guess so, yes.
Following the lack of emotion.
Yep, exactly.
You could also probably smell the body odor.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Down here, probably not.
Does Weapon even, like, need deodorant? Does he secrete things that...
Yes.
Does he... He's made of clay.
I don't know, maybe? Never really thought about it.
Used Old Spice once, gave him chemical burns, never used deodorant ever again.
Anyways...
As you guys are wandering around, you notice that in the very center of this massive market is like a huge tower that rises above everything. And you'd imagine the person who's in charge of the illegal underground soup trade might be in the center of it, the massive tower.
Hey guys, I just got this feeling that I would imagine that who's ever in charge is in that tower. I don't know if you guys got that same feeling.
I mean, if I were in charge, I would be in that tower.
Yeah, okay. Yes. We head to the tower.
I go.
I follow.
I go.
You go.
You guys begin making your way through the streets of the underground market. All around you, people are yelling at you to buy their products and their wares. There's someone selling...
Celery?
I mean, there's a person selling celery for 500 gold a stock.
Yeah.
Jesus. In this economy?
It's a magical-ass celery, though. Yep. All right, so you guys make your way to the very center of the market, and you find a large, keep-style tower. And there's, at the very base of the tower, two warforged standing there, clad in armor, like they're guarding the door.
We're here to talk to Soup.
Did you just walk up and say that?
Yeah.
One of them looks at you and goes, yeah, a lot of people are here to talk to Soup. What makes you special?
I'm Persephone's daughter. And I have some pressing matters about the dame.
Vinny checked the lift. One of them, one of them, like, takes his wrist, does this, and pulls out a piece. We're like, yeah, Persephone's on the list. You good to go up.
Sick. And the rest of my party is.
And who are those jabronis?
I can turn into a bird.
Adventuring party.
Are they on the lift? Are they on the lift?
I don't know.
Are they on the lift?
I mean,
we also know Persephone.
Yeah, they came with me. We're kind of a package deal. I'm sorry that upsets you, but that's not...
Just walk in here like, I fucking own the place. Look at you. Look at you. Yeah, get the fuck up there. Go on. Go. Go.
Us two?
Go, I said.
I just start walking.
Before I change my mind.
Okay.
I just start walking.
You just start ascending the stairs up the tower. Yes, Audrey?
Nothing
at all?
Nothing to say.
Why not? You begin ascending the stairs of the tower. As you go up the tower farther and farther, you are hit by an enchanting smell. A very aromatic, chowdery smell. And as you get to the top, it is overwhelming, the smell of clam chowder. Freshly baked bread. There's a small door at the very top of the tower that you think leads in to the main room.
I'm gonna knock on the door.
You knock on the door, and there's a pause where there's nothing in here. Come on in, man.
And I open the door. Right.
You open the door and you find a room packed full of large sofas and bean bags where people are all sprawled out, hanging out. Where there's a small bar at one end of the room, but instead of like a bunch of alcohol and shit, there's a large turtle man back there stirring a pot, big old witch's style cauldron full of a beige colored liquid dropping in various ingredients. And he looks at you and he goes, "What's up?"
Soup?
Hey, Soup.
That's the name.
Long time no see. I don't know if you remember, but
my
name's Velvet. Yeah.
Velvet. You're Persephone's daughter.
Yeah.
All right.
Got some concerning news.
The world's full of concerning news.
This is true.
This is why we drink. And he pulls up a bottle of whiskey and takes a slug out of it.
Oh, yeah. That's fair. Yeah. We have two matters, actually.
All right, cool.
First one is we have this tablet with some language on it, and I was wondering if you might be able to read it.
Hit me up, man. What's going on?
Pull out the tallies.
Yeah. Oh, hey, this doesn't make any sense.
Sweet.
I can read what it says, but it's a lot of gibberish.
Oh, can you like write down what it says?
Yeah, totally,
for me,
man.
Please? Gracias.
He writes it down real quick and hands it back to you.
Sweet.
And it is a bunch of random letters, but when you line up this current piece of paper with the old one, you start to form some words like the, at, but, kind of thing.
You did that so well. That was very well done.
That was pretty good.
So it looks like it's starting to form a paragraph.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's out of the way. Also,
y'all want some soup?
Yes.
Definitely.
How do you feel about clam chowder?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hold on. Definitely? It has been so long since I've heard anybody say definitely.
Dude, I say it all the time.
I've never heard you say that ever.
Correction. Neither have I.
Correction. I text it all the time. I don't think I've verbalized it ever. I don't think I've ever heard that from anyone. I text it all the time.
I used to say that all the time.
Anyways.
He spoons up some bread bowls of clam chowder and hands them to you guys. They're warm and inviting.
I'm going to take a sip.
It's delicious. It's possibly some of the most amazing soup you've ever had in your entire life. It might be so amazing that it might change your life, but I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to consume the soup.
You consume the soup.
I consume the soup.
Cool.
Don't worry about you sometimes, Sebastian. You guys eat the soup, have the bread bowl, you feel rejuvenated, you feel better. You feel like you've had a long rest.
Wow.
Yeah.
That didn't help me at all.
Sweet, that doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I got my water breathing spell back.
Didn't take any damage.
Listen, he doesn't have the full ingredients for the soup of life, so you're not immortal.
Damn.
Fuck.
Anyways, the other thing is he like drinking anything, or there's nothing?
He's got
like
a bottle of whiskey in his hands. He's sitting there stirring some soup. The entire time he's been like throwing ingredients in.
You might want to put that down for a second. The dame is back, and also the dame took Cass.
He gets this kind of sad look on his eyes.
Yeah.
And then he just takes the bottle of whiskey.
Please describe what just happened.
I don't know how to describe that. I did like the
Daniel hit his chest twice, and then
did the peace sign, and then
looked off in the distance longingly.
And then he takes the bottle of whiskey and just pours it out. He's like, pouring out one for the homies, I understand.
Just glug, 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 glug,
That's up. That's up. Okay. That's pretty up.
Yep, that's yeah. up. No, man, that's pretty down. Yeah, that's yeah, pretty down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lost so, like, a lot of homies.
Do you know how we could find the dame?
That's a complicated question, my man.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you know how did you guys kill her?
Well, I mean, normally, you know, we cornered her. You know, there was five of us. We were level 20. We cornered her and just really just beat the shit out of her. I really, really just fucking laid into her.
Cool.
Lots of spells, lots of magic.
So you're saying if we were level 20,
you might be able to kill her. I don't know, man. There was a lot. We had a lot more going on, too.
That's more of a season 5 deal.
I'm thinking, like,
I would say, like, season 10.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you got some...
At the rate that we're going.
You got enough homies together, you might be able to kill her again. But, like, you know, she died, but did she really die?
I'm at the rate we're going. 2 seasons, we're at 7. I think it's probably 5 would track out the long progression, if it stays up the same way.
We're, like... a lot of the way through season 2, though, and we just turned level 7.
Yeah, it's gonna get progressively harder to level up.
Well, no, that too.
Oh.
Yeah.
But okay. We actually technically don't know how far we're at through season 2.
Okay, well,
probably maybe barely halfway.
Matter.
Yeah.
With the way you guys are doing it.
Hey.
So, he's like, you know, I thought she was dead, man, but guess what? She came back, and that was sad. But the way we did it, we just got together, beat the shit out of her until she was actually not having fun anymore. Lost a lot of good people that fight.
Oh. Sorry, I like you, like, beat the shit out of her until she wasn't having any fun anymore. So somewhere in the fight, she was still having fun getting beaten the shit out of.
Yeah.
And then it was like, it reached the point like, oh, no longer having fun.
I mean, you know, she enjoys the pain and violence of it all. That's kind of her thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It kind of takes it away from the fight when you realize, no, you're not actually causing him pain. You're just turning him on more.
Ew.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be into all the letters of BDSM.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know where we can find someone that can speak whatever the other two languages that we need? I think it's...
Wasn't it? Old World?
It is Undercommon. No, not Undercommon. He just translated Undercommon. Infernal and Deep Speech.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, Infernal, you gotta go back to the Old World for that one, man.
Yeah.
Deep Speech. I think you gotta find some real fucked up people that speak that one.
Damn it, we should have asked the dame.
She speaks deep speech, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Do you know where we can find any dragon's blood?
I mean, there's a couple of merchants here that sell dragon's blood. If you want a real solid tomato bisque, you gotta have a little dragon's blood.
So wait, you're telling me if we purchased a tomato bisque, it could use the spell? Or is it just not enough, Daniel?
It's not enough. It's like a teaspoon of dragon's blood to a gallon of bisque.
That close to a loophole. That close.
I mean, you could also go kill a dragon. I know a friend. I think he's still alive. He's a dragonborn. That might work.
I thought I was told that it did not work.
Ah, damn. That sucks, man.
I think so.
Yeah.
Again, Paul's pains and pigments.
I mean, if you're going to the old world way, there's definitely some people over there who'd have dragon's blood. Probably more likely to find a dragon.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have any questions? Well, we appreciate it. I think the main thing was that tablet.
Cool.
You did answer some dang questions.
I'm glad I could. How to find her, I mean, that's a hard one. Sometimes if you just talk about her enough, she appears.
That
happens. Hmm. You can actually, like, I mean, my friend Xylus did this one time. You can go out and, like, just summon her to you. But that ended up in the death of a good friend of ours.
You have a friend named Xylus?
Fucking not Xylus, sorry.
Zaylor.
Zaylor? Who was the grand adventurer you murdered, Audrey? Zaylor.
I murdered a grand adventurer?
Yeah.
He wasn't so grand and a little rapey.
He was more...
I murdered the fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. You killed Zaylor?
Oh, wait.
Was that your mom?
No, that was out of character.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Persephone murdered the fuck out of Zaylor because he was getting real rapey towards her.
Zaylor, summoned her to him. She inhabited his body and used him to kill some of our friends.
Yeah, she was in the swamp. He was in the swamp house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him in a while. He's probably dead.
I think,
No, in Zaylor, he's probably dead, which is fine.
I think my mom might have taken care of that situation.
You cool? Yeah, cool.
Anyways.
I'm not pouring one out for the homie for him, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I wouldn't either.
You know, sometimes if you just go, you know, asking around enough, someone will, yeah, I mean, she's pretty noticeable, so someone will probably be able to just point her out, her general areas. If you just find really shitty parts of the world, she's hanging out there.
I was mostly trying to be able to find and locate Cass.
K- cast. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, where do people go when she takes them?
She normally has them.
But, like, where?
Wherever she is.
Do you know how to find out where she is?
Man, that's a complicated question. Again, you know, sometimes you just gotta go looking around in shitty parts of the world. Just gotta go look for the ass crack of the city, and you'll find her there most of the time.
Can I roll history on where the ass crack of the city is?
Yeah, but you gotta get a natural 20 because you don't live here.
What's that say, Caleb? I can't see it.
That's a 2.
Damn it. I was gonna say it has a 2 in it.
So it could be a 2, a 12, or a 20.
It's a 2.
That's a 2.
I can see it from here, guys.
I know. I was fucking with him. Can I do a history check for the ass crack of the city?
Yeah.
Because that's just a fun sentence to say. Well, that was going to be higher. Now it's only a 9.
A 9. You know of a bar called the ass crack?
Hey, guys. We shouldn't go there. Bad times.
It's a bad dive bar.
It's not great. It's kind of shitty.
It is kind of shitty. The bathroom situation is not good there.
The dame might be there, though.
I think she probably can afford to be in a better bar.
Yeah, she can. She did kill one of my friends one time.
She kills a lot of people,
She kills a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's just me and Calvin, you know, can occasionally hang out, smoke weed.
So,
right, my character canonically knows Calvin.
You know Calvin. Because Calvin lives in the forest.
So of the grand adventurers that killed the dame originally, there's two left out of what, was there 5?
4.
4.
Just a random question. Does Calvin have an animal companion that's like a tiger?
He may or may not be named. His name may be Calvin Watterson.
Oh.
We may or may not have used that naming convention.
Wow.
Yep. He may or may not also be a druid.
Huh.
Yep.
Huh? Who's Calvin Watterson?
It was my friend Kyle's old character.
Yeah.
Calvin and Hobbes, written by Bill Watterson.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Bill Watterson. I didn't know the author's name. I got the Calvin Hobbes joke until you said Watterson. I'm like, they must be talking about something else.
Nope. So yeah, there's 2 grand adventurers left. One was killed by you guys. One was murdered by Frederick. Because she could.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
So you guys want to go get that last... Actually, we have 2 speeches left. Sorry. 2 languages left. I thought we had 1 left.
No.
So we have... I guess we can go back to... Wait, shit. I just realized we can't go back to get cast to get LeBonk. Because there's no cast to make LeBonk.
Oh my god. I'm
I hate
so
it
sorry.
Here. Oh my shit, god, I hate it here.
Oh. Oh my god.
Oh. Fuck. Alright, are we going to the old world or what are we doing?
I kind of want to go to the old world.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. That was actually unintentional.
I know. We did that. We did that, Daniel. And none of us in the moment realized this.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
I think in character, you just have a moment where Rose is like, we could do... Never mind. Never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind. Old world? Old world.
We want to go to the old world.
We're right by the train.
Yep. Let's get off this continent for a bit.
Oh, God. Yeah, because the old world is somehow better than here.
You know how it's like, where you're going may not be better than where you're currently at, but it's like, you just need to change the scenery.
Yeah.
That's this vibe right now.
Okay.
It's like, well, we fucked this one up pretty bad. Let's go to a different continent and see if we can't fuck that shit up pretty badly.
So you know how, like, in actual history, both the United States and Europe went through an industrial revolution together?
Yes.
Imagine Europe just didn't go through the industrial revolution.
Goddamn heathens. Holy shit. We're in the dark ages still.
So imagine the United States went through the Industrial Revolution, but Europe just kind of stayed feudalistic.
Hmm. Okay, I was going to say, how does Atlan not have control of the entire world, but magic still exists?
Magic still exists. So you guys, do you want to buy anything while you're down here? You guys want to purchase anything? I always got to ask it when you're in markets.
Oh.
No, I don't need any soup-based products.
Okay. All right, cool. You guys leave Soup's tower. He sends you with a thermos full of soup. You leave his tower, you leave the market, you go back into the tunnel. Bob pulls you back up top, and you find yourself in the abbey. It's morning time now. It's morning now. You know, people are waking up, and the abbey is coming to life.
Train?
Okay, let's talk about this real quick. You guys want to make the quest across the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 2 weeks.
Ho.
And that's by train. That's by
flying train.
That's by flying train.
Are there other options?
There's airship, which is equally actually possibly shorter because you guys can make your train go fucking fast. There's boat, which is even longer. Sorry. Airship would be longer and boat is even longer.
Yeah.
You could probably pay in a ridiculous amount of money to be teleported there.
Oh, wait, we can... Oh, never mind. Cat's gone. We know we're teleportation wizard. Oh, wait.
But you would have to then figure out how to be teleported back.
Hey. I think we're now coming to realization again of how useful we... Or how much we lean on Cass occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably should go on the train. It seems like our best option.
Yeah. It's going to take a while.
It's going to take 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You guys want to purchase anything before you leave?
We probably should buy food.
Probably.
Could go to Ada Dagum, see if she has another mission, and buy a pallet of food.
You haven't gotten a letter yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could probably find something in Outlet, buy food, and then peace
I mean,
out.
You can buy Dagum's food wholesale here.
Hey.
Let's do that.
You can also just buy other food wholesale here.
Any food wholesale.
We buy wholesale food, Daniel. Skip that cutscene.
Nah, I was planning on it. Do you guys want to buy anything else besides a pallet of food?
Probably also a pallet of beverages. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want alcoholic beverages?
Yeah.
Let's just say this. It's going to cost you 50 gold to buy just like... No, not 50. We'll say 200 gold if you want to buy all of the necessities to live and party.
What about just live?
Yeah.
100 gold.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Each?
No, total. That's just like a pallet of food and water.
I got it.
Okay. Can it be 90?
Why?
You can split it three ways.
No, 30, it's 100 gold.
I already paid for it.
It doesn't.
I paid the 100 gold.
It can't be 90 if you want it.
But nope, 100 gold. It's already there.
It could be 120 gold.
Nope, Daniel, I already paid the 100 gold. It's fine. Moving on. Skipping past this exposition.
Okay. You have a pallet of food on your train. You have an appropriate amount of coal on your train. You guys taking off?
I guess.
Yeah.
Do we have all our party members with us? Sans Cass.
Is Cass a party member?
I include her. She's like a part-time Avenger. You know how it's like, you're still an Avenger even though you don't always be with the Avengers.
You're like Ant-Man?
No, more like someone more important than that.
Yeah, because Ant-Man's actually cool.
Whoa. You just said Cass isn't cool. Got it. Oof. Oof,
I mean, I don't know about that Ant-Man. He should have climbed up Thanos' butt. Like,
let's just establish. I think if the Disney execs weren't there to stop it, Paul Rudd probably was 100% down for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Okay. We're taking off, I think.
All right, you guys take off.
I can't speak for everyone else. I'm ready to take off, is what I should say.
Chugga chugga.
Chugga chugga. Velvet?
Can we get a chugga chugga?
I feel like there's things, but I can't think of them right now.
Well, there's the guy you got to kidnap here. You're waiting for Ada to give you a message about what to do next.
Yeah, but like maybe all of that will be better when we come back.
Yeah. You got to get dragon's blood for your curse. You got to get that little statue for your curse. There's the mobsters in Isildel you've been talking about. There's the pieces of granite you got to go pick up.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys are going to the old world.
Wow, okay. Now, going back to last episode, we had so many things to do, but instead we're like, yeah, fuck it, let's go party, and it ended up causing us more problems. God damn it.
Well, Daniel kind of taunted us with the party.
Well, yeah, but we took his bait pretty easily.
Yeah, we did.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I did was like, you want to come party? And you guys are like, sure.
He knows us too well.
Yeah, I do.
And we fell right into it.
Yeah. Wait a minute. We're better than this.
When it's a trap. What do? Spring the trap.
Okay, I love Star Trek.
My Chromebook keeps connecting and disconnecting from the internet.
Ah.
It's fine. You all leaving? Leaving?
I'm on the train. I can't fly the train.
Yeah.
That's my...
I can take off the train.
All right. 2 weeks of stuff in your train.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like I can make a lot of plant progress.
You can make a lot of plant progress. So what
progress.
Plant do you want to create? I'm just going to let you create a plant. It's 2 weeks of probably hyperfixation.
The ones I want... Oh, I guess the drone ones are kind of done, huh? They're well enough. They work well enough. How OP of a plant. I'm going to pitch you a plant idea.
Okay.
It's a potted plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
I throw it, and the clay pot smashes, and then the plant gets angry and digs its roots into the ground and then causes basically the erupting earth spell.
What does erupting earth do?
An incredibly powerful spell.
Yeah, it sounds powerful.
It's like one of the better third or fourth levels.
A fountain of churned earth and stone erupts in a 20-foot cube centered on that point. Each creature in the area must take a dex saving throw and 3d12 damage or half as much.
I'll say you can probably get like half to a quarter way to making this plant in your 2 weeks.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I already have the erupting earth spell.
Yeah, but you could prepare several of these plants.
I know, exactly.
So, like, if you spend the full 2 weeks really doing a lot of breeding, a lot of, you know, cross all that breeding, grafting, studying, you can get a quarter way there.
Jesus. Okay. Sure.
But once you get it, you can make one of these plants.
And make a bunch, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, right now, I don't really have a flying one yet, right?
No, you do.
I do.
Yeah, you have the drone one that flies around and...
No, there was a dragon one, too, a wavern.
Yeah, that one's floating around in your house.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I have multiple of the drone ones. I think you said I made 20, and I took 4 or something with me.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's all I'm doing.
Okay. Rose?
I had no particular plans. Probably writing her next novel and... 2 weeks of apologizing to Marie for punching her in the face with a magic weapon is probably what that's going to be.
Okay. Cool. Do you have a typewriter?
Pen and paper.
Are you pen and papering it up?
I guess I'm pen and papering. I need to buy a fucking typewriter now. No, did I say? I make a joke once about me carrying around a typewriter?
No, I don't think you did, but it was just like, does Rose use pen and paper or is she a typewriter?
Probably a pen and paper now because I don't have the typewriter. Typewriter will be preferable, but I need to go purchase one.
That's like 20 gold.
Yeah, I've got more important.
Wait, hold on. Would a typewriter be 20 gold? Whew, that's really expensive. Hold on. No. How much does a typewriter cost?
Price of a typewriter. Oh, I don't know. That? 225 to 400?
Okay.
For a vintage one. $200.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you can buy a typewriter for like 5 gold.
Okay. When I do that.
So you're just going to be sitting here writing and chilling?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Marie has a punching bag now.
My immediate response is, where did she get it from? But then again, I'm not going to question it because that's a very Marie thing to suddenly just have.
There's a punching bag and, you know, some other training shit.
This checks out. This, yep.
And a hammock. She has a hammock.
That also checks out.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to write in your novel. Love it.
What do you think I'm doing?
You painting?
Yeah.
You're just going to be painting for 2 weeks?
With weapon.
Okay.
Guys, you just gonna... finish the mural in...
Oh, yeah.
His room.
Did I not?
Rose's room. I don't know.
I don't think you did.
I don't remember us returning
to it. Do I have to physically say that I finished it? Or...
I mean, you can just say you finished it, that's all.
Because I remember saying that when I listened to it, it said that it'd take half a day or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it can be done. It's fine.
I thought I finished it.
Okay, yeah, that's... finished then.
I'm gonna teach Whippin how to paint more and different clown girls.
Okay. You spend 2 weeks teaching Whippin art. He's becoming quite an accomplished artist.
Fuck yeah.
There's no soul behind the art, but he can draw some good shit.
Sweet.
Yep. So you spend 2 weeks doing these various things. I imagine after a while it's really fucking boring. Because it's like, oh, go outside. Clouds. Just clouds all around you. You look down, ocean. It's all you see on your travel. It's just clouds and ocean every time you like look outside. It's also really fucking cold.
How high up are we? A
couple thousand feet, probably.
Damn it.
Why?
I was going to do the DreamWorks fishing from the moon bit.
Also, Velvet's like really fucking good at cartwheels now.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
I bet.
She's been practicing.
All right.
Yeah.
Kayla, how well do you think you can fish at 60 miles an hour?
Not great, Daniel, but it was a funny bit.
Fly fishing.
Yeah,
fly fishing.
Does Rose want to take up fly fishing?
No, because if something goes bad, I don't have the strength to back that up. Not one bit. That's like a weapon thing.
You have Marie with you. She's beefy-ish.
Beefy-ish, yes.
You could just like, here's a thought. Put some bait on a line and tie it to a door or whatever and then throw it out the door and then like I'll skim the water for a while and we'll just see if anything picks it up.
Yeah, but what if something big eats it and then fucks up the train?
That's why you use a line that's breakable.
I'm just saying. Hold on.
Yeah, but I think any fish at that speed would make the line almost instantly breakable.
That's fair.
Like you'd almost have to do an anchor level like metal construction to be able to.
That's fair. And then also, if it were fly fishing, like if you had the fly bit in the air at all, it wouldn't touch the water. Like it just kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are supposed to touch the water though.
Fly fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they are.
They're supposed to. I did a fly fishing course for a little bit.
Okay. Let's just establish. The steam locomotive, because I believe I said you guys have like a big boy.
Yes.
The big boy steam. The locomotive itself weighs 1.2 million pounds.
Yep. Yep.
It weighs more than a 747.
Correct.
Wow.
I think they weighed, just the locomotive weighed more than two 747s or something like that. So, weight-wise, I don't think you guys have a problem.
I'm just saying, Daniel, I'm not going to invite the possibility of some giant sea creature to fuck our shit up in the middle of the goddamn fucking ocean.
Come on.
No, Daniel.
Come on.
No, thanks.
Hey, Daniel, maybe on the return trip.
Fine. So, At the beginning of the seventh day, as you all wake up, I'm guessing at some point someone probably like opens a door, opens a window, or something like that. I don't know. But this is mostly just because as you look outside, everything's changed a little bit. You've gone from like the blue, choppy water of like the Atlantic Ocean, where it's, you know, kind of brisk and chilly outside, but it's generally nice, to the water below you is this like brown, black, murky water. It smells not awesome. It is cold to the bone anytime you go outside, and you can just like feel a general like bad presence just like in the air. And as the day progresses, about midday, you break through a layer of fog and you come to land finally. But the land you come to is not good. It's not a good place. Just from the general vibe of things, as you probably circle to land, it's not good. Not good at all. The massive cities that you're used to in Atla, and like the massive green lush forests of the West Coast or the long expansive deserts, have been replaced by cold, wet, muddy fields and tall, ominous forests. There's none of the large, technologically advanced buildings or skyscrapers. It's all small dirt thatch huts and unpaved roads. You can see several large castles, like, you know, classic European looking castles in the distance. The docks that you do land at are barely being held together as is, made of ramshackled, waterlogged wood. As you step outside of your train, it smells of shit. Not figurative shit, literal shit.
I hate it.
The person who walks up to you is this hunched over, quite diseased looking human man. He's disfigured and disformed, and as he walks him, he goes, "Hello. How long do you plan on staying?" Sitting there.
You could see Caleb's face right now.
Sitting there with like a piece of wood in one hand, and the other hand is a shaking pen.
A few days?
Okay. You have payment for a few days?
How much is payment?
Bones, please.
Are you not on the gold standard?
What?
Gold.
What is gold?
I pull out a gold piece.
Are you telling me nobody's ever visited the old world?
He looks at you, and he, like, as you pull out gold, he kind of, like, gives you this, like, look. What is that?
Bones?
You don't like shiny.
Huh?
What are bones?
He reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out several, looks like finger bones that have been carved with small symbols on them. Bones.
Are these the things that are your currency?
Yes. I don't know what that is.
Wait, so Daniel, nobody's been over here? Or it's just not been, like, I don't know, like, colonized or whatever?
So, in this world, this is where all the people who colonized Atla came from.
Yeah, but nobody ever went back?
You don't think so.
Great.
Well, fuck.
Sweet.
We done goofed.
So, if I were to just hand you some regular bones, does that do it? Or, like, do you need specific written in, like, carved bones?
I will take bones.
How? Okay.
16 bones, please.
Give me a minute. Can I walk behind, like, I don't know, a wall or something somewhere?
Okay.
Walk behind the train.
Fucking, I walk into the train.
Into the train.
No, nobody come. Just don't worry about
Everyone
it.
Everyone else is standing on the dock with this small hunch of a man.
I walk into the train.
Yes.
I summon a rabbit. Not a rabbit. I can't do rabbit. That'd be so fucked up. No.
Raccoon.
Raccoons are cute.
A horse.
A rat.
Rats are cute.
I summon a gross rat.
You summon some Skaven.
A gross rat.
You summon a gross rat.
I kill the rat.
You summon the rat and then stomp on it real quick.
Something. I hate it, but yeah, something.
The rat just goes, "Why, master? Wow."
I take the rat. I take the bones out of the rat.
So you guys,
they're all bloody and gross.
You guys see a rat run into the train.
No, what I imagine is like you guys are standing out here on the dock. This guy's sitting here like kind of like shaking, like all around you is like the denizens of this world. It smells bad out here. There's a thick layer of smoke over everything. The water is like kind of a weird trashy brown. Then all of a sudden behind you, squeak squeak. And you hear something like, ah. Yeah. Shing. Just slicing of meat sound, and then Xylas walks out, both hands covered in blood.
I hand him some bloody bones.
You hand it, and holding, he reaches out and holds out a handful of blood-covered, kind of fresh-looking bones. Little bits of muscle still clinging to him. He goes, fresh, perfect. And he collects the bones from you, puts them down. He, like, scribbles out something on, like, a piece of bark and hands it to you.
I take it.
You take it. You can't understand the language.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we know what language it's in?
It's in some sort of you know the language just because you had to learn it in school. It's like some sort of like pre-common,
like Latin.
No. It is not that fancy of a language.
Oh,
it is like a weird broken shorthand common. That
yeah,
is,
it's just like pre-Columbian language.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, you know what? Would you like some meat to get a couple more days on this dock here?
Is that rat meat?
Yes. Here.
And he grabs and he like looks like fresh. And he hobbles off.
Okay.
Yep.
Nobody ask. I hated that.
What the fuck?
Welcome to the old world.
Just happened.
No, nothing here advanced. They didn't go through any form of enlightenment or industrial revolution.
What the fuck? Do we see any, like, buildings besides the towers?
Oh, God. Are there any, like, anthropomorphic? Am I the only...
Guys look around at the people, you only see humanoid creatures, dwarves, elves, gnomes.
I mean, anthropomorphic.
Stuff that, like you two blend in totally. You are, like, fucking... No, you see nothing like you at all.
Oh, boy.
Do you think... Because... The old world is where all, like, the humanoid races came from. The new world, where you guys have been, is where all the goblins, dragonborns, and anthropomorphic races have
lived. They're gonna try to eat me.
Do you think we should disguise kit you?
To be not a rabbit? How does that work?
Disguise kits are kind of just disguise kits.
Do our best. Anything's better than nothing.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Into what?
What do you want?
I don't know. Whatever you want. Also, there's no orcs around here either. Weapon stands out like a sore thumb, too.
Damn it.
Just gotta paint him, like, white so it looks like he's a giant human.
Giant human with
giant fucked up looking human.
He looks like Fester.
Yeah, exactly.
With big tusks.
Yeah.
Okay. You paint Weapon white.
I mean, we can just make sure you have, like, long sleeves, gloves, just covering as much hair as possible.
Oh, ooh. Can I have, like, a plague doctor outfit?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
You would not be the only plague doctor around here.
Yeah, can I do that?
That sounds perfect.
Are you capable of that?
I'm capable
totally
of everything.
Capable of that.
Sick. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, Velvet the plague doctor.
Sweet.
Dude, we'll make Weapon a giant monk. Like an old world, like Friar Tuck
fuck
monk.
Yeah, okay.
That's the
you
vibe.
The big old robe.
Yeah. So okay. Like the robe, you can't even see his face. That's how big.
Does he have like the circle? Wait, he's bald. Never mind.
No, I'll put some fake hair on there.
You did like the circle of hair.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We're committing to this bit.
Yeah. So here's a fun bit of thing. So this is what this is. The old world is what people came from when they first came over to Atla and stuff.
Yeah.
So when these people came over from this world into Atla, their minds were fucking blown when they discovered goblins and like. Everyone who had gone through this industrial revolution in the new world.
We could conquer this world with guns.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, no, it was kind of a miracle that somehow the city of Atla exists, but it does.
Yeah.
Cool.
You want to know where magic came from? Because it wasn't the old world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, the old world has magic, but...
Was it...
It came from all the anthropomorphic animal people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
The anthropomorphic animals... created magic. The goblins were all about industry and precision, and the Loxodon were all about like steam and trains and stuff.
Steampunk.
What
elephants.
Is you, the kind your of, yeah. world's equivalent of Mexico again, where the dinosaurs are?
That's like the tropics. That's like the Caribbean.
Oh, the tropics.
Yeah.
After this mission, we should go to the tropics and take a week off. I think we deserved it.
Hey, yeah, maybe potentially.
You say that as
long
like,
as there's not
as like you know something. Skitters past you on the docks. It might have been a dwarf.
Wait, you just told me a dwarf skitters past me?
Yeah, like, it skitters down the docks past you. Just
like on all fours?
Yeah.
Huh.
Kill it with fire.
You guys are standing here on these docks as they like kind of like they kind of like bow down wherever you stand, and there's this small, very squat village in front of you. In the center of the village is a massive castle.
I definitely put like the plants and stuff to block the train.
Okay, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
What
the fuck are we here for? A tablet.
To get a tablet translated.
And maybe dragon blood.
Yeah, dragon blood. And also, you guys are by far the most colorful people here. Clothed-wiling.
I'm all dark, usually.
Dark. I'm overdressed.
Yeah. Even you? You're way more colorful than most people here.
Huh. Okay.
Marie, in her, like, bright-colored silk, she's fucking...
Hey, Marie.
What's up?
I'm going to hand her my dark common clothes.
Yep, nope.
Cover up, bud.
Yep. So what are you guys off to? What are you doing?
I'm going
to
walk down the thing to the village.
You walk down the squishy dock to the village.
Don't like that.
I mean, it's like squishy waterlogged wood.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yep. You walk down the dock and you step off the dock to kind of like... The streets were maybe paved at one point, but like a lot of mud and stuff has re-encroached back onto it. And there's like, hey... You think human excrement also, but there's like definitely something solid underneath all the filth.
We've literally went back in time 150 years.
Yeah, no, you went back in time 150 years.
Is there like a market somewhere?
Yeah, there's like, yeah, there's definitely like shops and stuff that you see that are selling things.
Like the kind where there's like a counter and like a little rectangle and there's people there.
Yeah, there's like a few small open air markets.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are there any vendors that seem like they might be nice?
I mean, nice is a relative term. Everyone here looks, everyone's a bit different looking. A lot of, some of them have like weird marks on their face. They look, you know, just imagine just diseased old world Europe. And this is what everyone looks like. There's definitely some people who kind of look like they might be nice. Like maybe their clothes are slightly brighter than the rest.
I mean like kind.
That's kind of a relative one here.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we see all these disease things, I'm also going to put on a plague doctor mask and just be like, nope, not catching whatever that is.
I mean, you can just go up and talk to someone, Audrey.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
All right. You walk just up to a random person.
Yeah.
All right.
Really quickly, though, I'm going to take like, what's it called when you take a piece of paper, you rub charcoal over the thing to get the, what the
a rubbing?
Cells. I'm going to take a rubbing of the tablet because I don't want to show them the actual tablet.
Yeah. Okay. You make a rubbing of the tablet on paper and you just walk up to a person?
To like a vendor.
Roll luck. Roll that luck check, Audrey.
14.
All right. You walk up to a person and it looks like they're selling bread? I mean, it's definitely bread shaped. It kind of smells like bread, but it's a little damp.
Gross.
A little old looking.
Yuck.
The dude looks up at you. Hello. What would you like to buy?
What is the language again, Daniel?
Infernal, I believe.
Infernal, yes.
I'm just going to hold out the piece of paper and I'm going to be like, hey, do you know what this says by chance?
Be gone, witch doctor.
Cool. And walk away.
Don't ever come back here.
What if I want...
Keep your foul deeds away.
What if I want to buy some bread?
I don't want to sell you bread.
What if I want to buy some bread?
I don't want
to... Is there any bread, like, within... No, never mind.
I don't want to sell you bread, foul creature. Stay away from me and my family. I don't care if you're looking...
I might go back to the train.
I don't care if you're looking for ingredients.
I might go back to the train.
Ingredients?
You heard what he said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, ingredients in what sense?
Do you say this to him?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't...
None of the local doctors have come to your house to steal away your family?
Nope.
Looking for ingredients?
No. Nope.
Then count yourself lucky.
Interesting. Who is in charge here?
The king.
What about these witch doctors?
You mean the king's doctors?
Interesting. Yes.
What?
What is their purpose?
I don't know. They just come to you in the middle of the night and take your family, whether you want to or not.
I'm sorry for your troubles.
You're not from around here, are you?
Well, from a village over.
From a village over?
Yes.
I don't think you are.
There's only one way to know.
And I suggest you go back to your village if you don't have this there.
That
don't come back here.
That's a good plan. How much for bread?
One bone.
Look at Silas.
Yes?
Do a bone. Can you throw me a bone?
I would rather not. I would very much rather not.
I don't think I have anything he would have any interest in. I have a short bow.
I think that's the only thing I want to part with.
You pull out the short bow. He looks at it with like a sort of like curious wonder. What is that?
Oh.
Wait. Sorry. I have a thing. You go.
Rose. Hold on. I have a better option. I pull out a club. I think this is more their style. I have a club in my inventory.
I hold up the club.
Yes, what do you want me to do with this piece of wood?
This is a rat beating stick. Very good at getting bones from rats.
He picks up a small piece of metal from behind the counter. Like, yeah, I have one of those too.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. As he says that, you watch a rat scurry across. He goes, BAM! Dinner.
Okay. I think we're all good here. I'm going to just walk away.
I walk back to the counter.
We're not open to you.
I slap the paper on the counter. I go, listen, the witch doctors, they came to my house, they killed my family, and they cursed me. I killed them, I put on their clothes, because they cursed me to look like this, and I take the mask off. I don't take the hood off, I just take the mask off.
You take the mask off?
For a second, and I put it back on.
He drops to his knees and starts praying.
He fucking cursed me.
No, he just drops to his knees and starts praying.
Damn it!
And then he fucking loses his fucking mind.
Cool.
And people start looking.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, let's go talk to the king. Sure, that's something that'll be simple and easy for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Do you just disengage and walk away from this man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was gone like 5 minutes ago, Dan.
You walk away. Okay. You guys have been walking down the streets of the city. You notice that traveling in like groups of two to four are more of these witch doctor people. They're wearing almost like they're wearing witch doctor's uniforms. You can see that they're carrying swords. And the like, and you run into, you see them a few more times.
Would you say we look like we could imitate their dress?
It's pretty close to what they're wearing. sometimes the color varies, but it's the same general like witch doctor clothing. Some of the witch doctors though are like carrying people with them. Like they'll have a person between them holding them by their arms, dragging them somewhere.
We should follow that.
Yeah.
I have a really stupid plan that in hindsight probably won't work and probably would only work in like a slapstick comedy type movie.
You can drag Marie, I can drag Xylus, and we follow them. Because Marie and Xylus don't look like witch doctors. But
huh.
We look like witch doctors.
That was different than my plan.
And Weapon looks like a witch doctor.
Yeah.
I like that plan better. My plan was to do the slapstick comedy routine and knock two guards out, steal their uniforms, and then take the dead body.
Oh. Well, we're close enough, no?
I feel like that might work, too.
Yeah, you know, your clothes are close enough, no one's, like, questioned it. Like, you've gotten some nards, not nards. Some nards. You've gotten some nods from the other witch doctors, and, like, some guards have, like, looked at you.
Like the bro nod, like, sup?
Yeah, kind of.
Was it up nod or down nod? Okay, up nod's good.
Yeah.
Yep, it's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good plan. It's way better than my plan.
Okay.
Sweet. I'm going to lean over to Zaius and be like, hey, I need you to look like you're dead.
Okay. He flops on the ground.
You flop over onto the street.
Yeah.
Sink down a couple inches.
Ew.
You are now covered in a thick layer of air quotes.
Well,
mud.
Like one side of me is.
Yeah.
Are the people?
I go, ew, I regret this.
Are the people they're carrying dead or just...
The people they're carrying might be dead. Their eyes are closed and they're not moving.
Hey, Marie.
Yep.
Just, I'm going to carry you. Just close your eyes. And, yep. Not a great plan, but it's a plan.
Okay.
Worst canaries, if it goes sideways, you can just punch a bunch of people.
I like this.
Yep.
She's like.
Yep. And I just
you
start
just
dragging
pick
her
up.
Yep.
Does the one up, one up,
one up,
one
please.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Just do the carry over the shoulders type of thing.
You throw her over your shoulders.
Yep.
What's your strength?
12. It's not.
You can probably carry Marie.
Yeah, because Marie's not too big.
She's beefy, though.
She's like 150 pounds. iPhone. Don't want division.
Worst case scenario, we just have 15. Weapon carry two people.
Yeah, you can carry her. You can carry up to 180 pounds, no problem.
Yes.
So you throw Marie over your shoulder. Velvet, are you picking up Xylus?
I was gonna, yeah.
Okay, you pick up Xylus and you toss him over your shoulder. Front or back to your shoulder?
The front is to my shoulder.
All right, so you're now covered in this thick street mud.
Well, did he fall forward or backwards?
Oh, yeah, did you fall forward or backwards?
We'll go backwards.
All right, so then you are not covered in street mud.
Sweet.
But your arm is, though.
Yeah, anything, your arm's covered in street mud.
Gross.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't think about it.
Dead bodies don't talk.
Aren't these people's hands tied?
No.
Yeah.
You following the witch doctors?
Yep.
Okay. Well, the plague doctors. So you begin following these plague doctors through town. And this, like, the town is huge. It's like it's a massive, almost city-sized town. But it's super squat, like just a bunch of small hovels and small businesses. Like, there's some, like, farms scattered here and hither and yon. You come across some, like, pastures with animals in it. But the very center of this is this huge, huge castle. And it looks like all these plague doctors are walking towards the castle.
Just gonna keep tracking, keep following them.
All right, you keep following them. As you're moving along, you know, you get to, maybe 20 minutes later, you get to a small section of the city where you notice all the houses are, like, boarded up and closed off. And in one of the houses, you notice that there are several knights in, like, full armor dragging out dead bodies covered in all these black welts, and they're throwing them in a cart.
Great. The bubonic plague.
Yeah.
I just want to mention, I think it's really funny that whenever we are faced with, like, something as simple as, like, oh, go to the castle, see if we can talk to the king, we come up with, like, some elaborate ruse of, like, no, we are the witch doctors and our friends will be dead and it'll all work out. It'll be one grand plan. Like, we never just, like, do the simple thing and find out. Because, like, for all we know, we could just go talk to the king.
This is true.
But is it as fun?
This is just the way that we do things. And it's
amazing. As fun, Audrey?
Plus, I think there's a strong chance, and I could be wrong, that us just strolling up the castle, probably not going to work. Yeah. I am going to think in my head, Dr. Shrimp.
Ooh. There's about a 5-minute delay to hear. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Is that the correct accent? Is that good?
Creepy. Creepy, creepy. That's
hello.
All.
What would people need with people as ingredients? Yeah, I know that's kind of up your alley. That's why I gave you a ring.
The old world magics. The connection took a while. Are you back home?
Not my home.
The old world.
Your world, yeah.
Perfect. Many things can be derived from a human when performing old world magic.
So nothing good.
I mean, it's all good. Just depends on what you want to carve out of them.
Good for you, not good for me.
Yes, Velvet.
No, this is not Velvet. This is Audrey.
Yes?
We might have covered this already. Does Dr. Shrimp speak Infernal?
You never asked him.
I think the last time we tried to go there, he wasn't there.
So yeah.
I took the hint of, like, we probably should go somewhere else.
Okay.
You never asked anyone if Dr. Shrimp spoke Infernal, but you're here now.
Hey, Shrimp.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Follow-up question. Do you speak Infernal?
Why?
Fuck my life. Moving on.
Have fun with your magic.
What's black pustules, nodules on people. Is that some sort of plague? Got that?
Plague. Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun time. Try not to get too close to them. You won't last much longer.
This conversation was entirely creepy and unhelpful as usual, or the same level of helpfulness as usual.
Wait, did they used to? Was the old name for the bubonic plague or the Black Death?
Yep.
That's the same thing.
Yep.
Black Death.
Well, I know, like, I don't know if there was, like, an old world term for it. Like, an old term for it.
Black Death. Yeah. Okay, bubonic plague. Bubonic plague came
out. Yeah, no, it's just like, yes, the plague. I remember it well.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Toodles. If you need more money, you can always, you kind of, like, you can imagine he's, like, doing the head tilt, like, bring me more parts.
What are you looking for this time?
What can you carve out of someone?
I can carve anything out of somebody.
You bring me stuff, I'll give you money. Looks. Hope you don't mind killing a few innocents.
Yeah, the person's not innocent.
Why do they have to be innocent?
Because that's where the best parts come from. The criminals...
Probably more powerful for the magic
criminal,
as well.
Yes.
What if...
The more pure, the more powerful.
That's where they're taking people from someone's families. What if we just found dead bodies that were already, like,
killed? Well, that's
killed.
No good.
So I have to kill the person themselves.
The fresher, the better.
How much are we talking this time?
Depends on what you bring me.
Ballpark it.
I could give you 1,000 gold for eyeballs.
What about a full body?
How much did I pay you for your drow friend? 7,000 gold?
Yep.
I gave you 7,000 gold for a fresh body.
Deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Toodaloo. And then disconnects.
I now know how we can get dragon's blood.
What?
Yeah, I mean, we gotta take an innocent person, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, morally gray.
Yeah, morally gray. So, you guys just going to keep following these plague doctors?
Yep.
You follow them for another 45 minutes until you get to the very outer wall of the castle. It's a large gray stone wall, probably standing 50 feet tall. And you see a long line of these individuals dressed in these plague doctors and actually several knights too, and a couple of these wagons full of dead bodies. And they're all lined up at the gate. Looks like they're trying to get in. Guy's gonna fall into.
Sorry, big sure. yawn.
I mean, wait, no.
Hey, dead body,
you,
can't talk.
You two, yeah. Okay,
no. What's the plan here, Val?
I mean, I guess, like, are you ready to, like, really fucking sell this lie? Or why is it always us? It's always...
Because as much as I love Xylus and Marie, they can't lie for shit.
Hey!
Shh. Smack.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm not dead. Just very badly burned.
Between the two of us, I think we can lie our ways okay. through anything. Anyways, I think that's why it's usually us.
All right. Do we really want to sell this bit? Or this is probably our last chance to abandon.
I mean, do you just want to stroll up normally?
Fucking, I get... What are we doing? What is our goal?
We got to find someone that speaks infernal.
So we're infiltrating.
Yeah. Now,
okay.
Now I'm kind of curious why they're sacrificing people.
Don't throw me on the dead bodies, please.
I mean, the cart's full of dead bodies are diseased and plagued dead bodies.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
The moment you touched them, you're making some con saves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or probably just getting a disease.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to touch them.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think one cleric would solve this entire town's problems.
You'd think so. That's if the clerics even exist over here.
Well, I'm saying if one came over from the New World.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're ready to go.
All right, so you guys spend a solid 20 minutes standing in this line as it slowly progresses forward, and you eventually find yourselves at the front. You are faced, standing there at the entrance of a gate is a very well-dressed, proper-looking elven man holding a large tome with a quill in his hand, with a standing next to him, a child with several tools. And the man looks at you and he goes, name?
Didn't think that far ahead. Wow, that was pretty bad of me.
Hurry up, please. I am busy.
Can I roll luck for a name?
Huh.
Sure?
Huh.
Wait, why are you chewing on a Nerf bullet, Sebastian?
Where'd the top of it go? No, get
he
that,
spit out get, the long foam
get that
bit
out
of the Nerf
get,
bullet.
Drop
and then
the fucking Nerf bullet
when
pieces.
When Daniel said, where's the top? He just went, and stuck out his tongue there on there.
Ugh.
Like, roll luck for a name that would be... Because, like, I doubt anybody's name is actually Velvet, like, in the
So
town.
You just say a name, and
yeah,
then
that I
you
just
want
say
to roll
a
luck for
like,
it.
Bartholomew something. Okay. Like, can I roll luck for that?
Yeah, roll luck.
Or
yeah.
Would it be luck? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Or deception?
Luck. Could you just pull a name out of your ass?
Nine.
Just say a name then?
Yeah.
What's the name? Come on, Audrey.
Victoria.
Victoria.
Okay, and he writes down the name. Family name. Come on. Did you not just grab the ingredients?
Smith.
How can you forget this, Smith? Thank you.
Sorry. We're all still right. kind of fairly new. And then.
Oh, God. All right.
Karsten. Smithers.
All right, fine. Reasons for abduction?
Well, shit.
Following orders.
Okay. Are they diseased?
No.
Oh. All right, go on through.
Solid.
Cool. Smooth as always.
So you guys walk through the gate and you go from. You walk into this the walled area of the castle, and it's a fairly large. There's a lot of tree. Okay, how the best way to this entire castle? There's like maybe like a big chunk of lawn between the castle and the wall, and the entire lawn area is filled with these very peculiar, interesting looking trees. Like it's like a a hawthorn or whatever, but all the trees are like. They're growing in a very peculiar and interesting way.
Man, I bet Xylus would really enjoy these trees.
You watch as the plague doctors and stuff that are in front of you walk down this gravel. Oh, yeah. And all the yard is like very thick, green, beautiful grass, except there's like this gravel pathway that you are on that goes into the castle.
Just going to follow the path.
Okay. You follow the path?
Yep.
You follow the path in... And as you're walking through, you notice that there are several people dressed in all white, walking through the trees. They have large, they're carrying large boxes full of bottles and vials and glass jars and stuff. And you notice that, like, someone will walk up to a tree, pull out, like, some sort of grabbing device, reach into the tree, pull out, like, a hole in the tree, and pull out, like, something weird and squishy and drop it in a jar, seal the jar, put it away, and then move on to the next tree and do the same. One of them will walk up to a tree with, like, pull out a ladle into the tree, and, like, ladle something into a jar and put it away. Like, it looks like different people are pulling different things from the trees.
Would it be a nature or would it be an arcana check to be like, can I try to understand what these things are, like what the tree's purpose is?
I would say it's investigation.
Oh, it's even better for me. 16.
Velvet, you doing anything? You're just going to observe what is going on.
I would like to, like, watch the process so that if I needed to recreate the process, I could.
Okay, you're just going to, like, as you're walking along, like, either stand or slow down and watch?
Yeah.
Okay, you can roll investigation, too.
15.
All right. Both of you sit here and watch for a second, and Caleb, you're pretty positive based off of a few things you noticed. One, all of these trees, even though they're different types of trees, all have either, like, they've grown away, so they're like, there's a hole in the tree. Every single tree has a hole in it. And
A basin.
Like, the tree's grown away, there's almost a basin in the bottom of this tree, in the trunk of this tree. Either, like, carved or grown in a way where there's a basin.
Where somebody might, you know, take a shit or something?
Take a shit, stuff a dead body, something like that.
Okay.
You observe one of these people, and one of the plague doctors, carrying a dead body, walk up to the tree, head first, just jam the entire body into the basin of the tree. And you think that these other people that are coming along are harvesting the fluids and organs of the decomposing bodies.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
To maybe obtain magical ingredients.
So are they walking?
Yes, they're walking along this gravel pathway.
So if I were to try and talk to a tree, I'd just end up going out of range of the tree.
I would probably not, because they probably, like, stand and observe for a second or two, so you probably have some time to talk to a tree.
I want to talk to a tree.
Okay, you talk to a tree. There is a large poplar tree maybe 50 feet away from you.
Like one of the decomposing trees?
No, all these trees are decomposing. Yeah. They're decomposing basins.
Oh, hello, what's your deal?
Hello. This is a weird experience for me. How can I help you?
Do you digest... Are you magically created? Do you digest people?
No. I mean, I digest the dead things under the ground to receive nutrients.
Who planted you?
I was planted a very long time ago. I'm not sure.
So, okay. I'm trying to figure out what they do. Like...
Oh, well, I believe the humans, or whoever they are, have through the years, they use this as a basin to decompose their fellow humans.
How many are you? How many?
He sits there and pauses for a second, and you hear some, like, more talking. Like a lot of voices in the background, and the tree goes, thousands.
Fuck. Okay.
Yes.
If I happen to be thrown in one of your basins, would you do me a favor and not decompose me?
I mean, if you were alive, I don't think the natural world will decompose you.
Good to know.
But if you're dead, I think nature will take hold.
Fair enough.
I am not the one doing the decomposing.
What is?
The bugs, the mushrooms, and the fungus all around.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, your body begins decomposing seconds after you die.
Yeah.
Did you ask what the juices are?
Oh, yeah. What are the juices?
Blood, guts, the jellified remains of a body after they've been sitting.
Okay.
Silas, do you have disguise self or minor illusion or something like that?
No, I have druid.
You have bark skin.
Bark skin, I have druid craft.
Well, you could wild shape to an animal.
Oh, I could.
Yeah, okay.
I could just fucking disappear, yeah.
Okay. You guys just gonna walk into the castle?
Yep.
Okay. You walk into this large doorway that goes into the side of the castle, and it goes down a little bit, and you find yourself in this large stone room full of huge casks of something, and then you see areas where like the carts go and park themselves and then they get unloaded, and it looks like a processing area for the dead bodies. And as you walk in, a guy walks up to you. He's got like some, he's got like a large book, and he goes, "All right, those ones, they go over there. That one goes over there. Okay."
Did he point, which direction did he point me in?
He pointed you to like the right. He pointed Velvet to the left. Make sure to strip him for valuables. Okay.
And then we throw his eyeless on a pile of dead bodies, and then he awakens and he doesn't remember. And then all of a sudden he's like this holy fate thing of wit and reckoning.
That was a great pull. It had me for a second.
Reckoning.
That was good.
Anyways. Okay.
I'm going to start heading to the right.
You head off to the right.
What do we see?
You see, Caleb, you go off to the right, and it looks like it leads back outside to the big kind of yard orchard full of trees. As you go to the left, it goes deeper down into a sub-basement, whereas you enter into the basement, you see this, like you enter down into another room where it's really, really cold, and it smells of, you know, formaldehyde smells like? It smells like formaldehyde down here. Darn. It smells of embalming fluids and formaldehyde and alcohol. And you see several tables where people in plague doctor uniforms are slicing and dicing bodies apart, pulling out organs and slamming them in jars.
Can I try to sneak to go back to the right?
Yeah, go ahead.
This would be a... No, that would be out of character. I would say it.
I cast Pass Without Trace.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say. I would say it's probably a good time if his eyeless is to wild shape. And if he did like a rat or something, he could hide in your pocket.
Oh, or that. Wait.
Oh, you're carrying me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Silas.
Yes.
Do you want to change into a rat and then we can leave?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
But the Pass Without Trace is probably still also.
I turn into a mouse and get small.
Roll stealth, both of you.
I was going to, I cast a Pass Without Trace.
Roll stealth.
If I go under a pocket, can I be advantage stealth?
You have Pass Without Trace on you, so you get a plus 10 already.
Yeah, okay. No, you get it. So that's 24.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. 17.
17, so...
I have a mouse in her pocket.
Audrey, you just kind of stand there and like you kind of just like let go of the body and it begins to fall. Uh-huh. I'm guessing. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I would imagine just on my shoulders, I was turned into a rat and then skitters in my pocket.
He turns into a rat and skitters into your pocket and you're like,
yeah. Mouse. Mice whatever. Are tiny.
Mice.
That's why I'm saying mice.
I just keep... Everyone just said rat, okay? You turn into a mouse and skitter into your pocket. Audrey, seems like everything went fine. Where are you going?
Where Caleb went.
All right, you check the pocket, everything's good, you turn around, and there is several peg doctors standing behind you, and then one of them, like, reaches out a hand and says, no, stop there. Someone get a guard.
Thank you for listening to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, ADHD. My name is Sebastian, and I played Xylus Ramsbottom as a mouse. Squeak, squeak.
I'm Kayla. I play Dr. Rosalind Lewis Thompson, who gets to, what was it? What'd you say about for the bodies? We're looking for valuables.
Oh yeah. You got to search the bodies. For
yeah. Valuables. I get to search Marie for valuables.
That sounds dirty.
Exactly. Right. When you said it, I'm like, oh yeah. Like this a joke.
My name is Audrey and I played Velvet and she wants to go home.
Okay. That's fine. I'm Daniel. I've been your Dungeon Master, and I have been waiting a very long time for someone to finally go to the old world. I'm very excited for this.
Has nobody ever done it before?
Nope, no one ever.
I can see why. Fuck this place.
Yeah.
It's like the swamp, but worse.
But worse?
Well, like the swamp, you have like modern technology, and like you can just be like, all right, we're just going to go that way for 5 minutes and go back to civilization. There's no civilization here. It's just... all bad.
Bye.
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 I love you. Bye.
Mr. Witch and Mr. Light have an agreement with a group of hags who call themselves the Hourglass Coven. You see, they can come and go into the Witchlight Carnival as they please to steal from naughty patrons. But what happens when those patrons come back years later looking for those lost things? Find out as Wizards and Wine takes on The Wild Beyond the Witchlight. Two tables playing through the same adventure. One table more thoughtful, kind, and bold in their actions. The other table more decisive, more adventurous, a little more prone to taking risks. The actions of each table influences the gameplay of the other. Find out how it all shakes out with Wizards and Wine, the wild beyond the Witchlight. You can catch the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, and you can catch the live stream on Mondays. Find us on YouTube and Facebook. We hope to see you at the carnival very soon.